Page 64. Lesson B. Bringing in the customers. 1. Vocabulary in context. B. Listen to the podcast. What changes in retail does the speaker predict?
How do you lure people into a retail store? Lower prices will tempt some people, and some will be attracted by special offers, but others know they can probably get what they want cheaper online. In most developed economies, online shopping has grown steadily by about 20% a year, while in-store shopping has more or less remained stagnant. To compete, retail stores need to find other ways to persuade customers to leave their computers and convince them that there's a better shopping experience in-store. But coaxing people to come in and buy is not so easy. Some retailers have found that an effective way of wooing customers is to create a store that combines conventional decor and layout with high-tech facilities. Such an environment may look very traditional, but also offers facilities like self-service checkouts. Another store might have terminals with self-service ordering for home delivery. Yet another might entice customers by creating a social space, a so-called third place between work and home, where people can enjoy coffee or read in a relaxed setting without feeling pressured into buying things they don't need. Any store that makes people feel at ease will probably generate more business. No store wants to scare people off or discourage them from buying products by creating a cold, unfriendly atmosphere. Some evidence points to the fact that in-store music relaxes customers. Other evidence suggests it can actually irritate people. Equally, no store wants to be so overwhelming that it puts people off or even alienates them. There's a fine balance between deterring customers and drawing them in. The atmosphere needs to appeal to you, be like your home, not some other unfamiliar place. And since most people don't live in homes the size of aircraft hangars, a store with a small footprint will be less likely to intimidate. The superstores of the late 20th century may well have had their day. Such places were good for browsing a vast range of goods, but we can now browse the whole shopping world online. So in retail, small may prove to be beautiful after all.